Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Picture this. You're on a flight with your child, and there's a stranger sitting in your row, and he starts to do what, Katie?
Urinate in a cup.
Urinate in a cup. How do you know he's urinating in a cup? Because this is a true story.
Yes, it is.
How did the mom and daughter know that this guy was peeing?
Because they could hear it.
Ew.
So there was a flight from into Sydney, Australia.
All right.
And there was, like Gavin said, a mother and a daughter. Daughter's 15. And the order was guy is at the window seat.
Oh, boy.
Mom is in the middle. Daughter is on the aisle. And the plane had landed. It was a 3-hour flight. And they were sitting on the tarmac for about 20 minutes because they didn't have a gate they could pull into. Mm. And mom and daughter hear the telltale sound of a cup filling up with urine. Now, I assume this guy must have had something covering him because they knew it was happening because they heard it, not because they saw it.
Right.
And they flag down, at some point, the mom tells like a flight attendant, and I don't know how, but somehow in trying to confront this gentleman, some of his urine did get on the flight attendant.
Ew! Got on the what?
The flight attendant.
Oh my God.
Now, obviously, ew, this is bad, okay?
Yeah.
There is a part of me that feels for this guy.
What?
Because we all know that the plane has landed, right?
Uh-huh.
But they do that thing where you're like not allowed to get up. And if he really, really, really had to go, let's say he had to go when they start their descent. And everybody has to put their seats up and everybody has to put their tray tables up and the flight attendants come through and they get in their little jump seats and now nobody can move about the cabin. And that's when he starts to have to go. Okay. And he's like, oh God, I'm holding it. It lands. Then he can't get up again because when you're taxiing, you're not allowed to get out of your seat. So what are you supposed to do?
Hold it.
What if you can't?
Then just go.
At some point, you can't hold it anymore.
Is he a grown man?
Well, they did say he was heavily intoxicated.
That sure doesn't help.
It doesn't help. It doesn't help. But at some point, your body won't let you hold it anymore. We all know that's true.
Right.
So what do? You just pee in the seat?
No.
You get up and go.
Yeah, okay, you so get up and
you
go.
You just get up and go.
Yeah, I don't care what that sign says. If I have to go, it's an emergency.
What about when the flight attendants are like, sir, sit down. You need to sit down.
Do you want me to sit down or you want to clean up an accident after? I would say they would let me through.
Okay.
I mean, you could say that or you could be proactive and wear a diaper.
Don't always know that you're going to feel. You don't know that you're going to sit at the gate on the tarmac for 20 minutes and
wait. No, but if you're somebody, though, that knows that you're prone to peeing and holding it's a problem.
But it's not a problem. It's only a problem when you have to hold it for too long.
What part of that was too long?
For him. Okay, let's say it's a 20-minute descent.
Okay.
Okay, which is pretty standard.
Yes.
You're not allowed to get up then. And then 20 minutes on the tarmac, that's 40 minutes of holding it.
If it's that bad, you should have gone before.
Right.
You should have known, like, okay, we're getting pretty close.
But you didn't know that you were going to be sitting on the tarmac for so long.
The solution is never pee in a cup next to a stranger.
Right.
That's not, I know you want me to say that. I'm not going to say that, okay? And I will say that maybe it would have been a better option for him to stand up and try to get a flight attendant to justify, why can't I walk around right now? Give me a reason. The pilots are locked in their room. You're doing nothing. We're on the ground. We're basically a car. Why can't I walk around?
Right.
It'd be better to have a Karen moment where you're crazy on a plane in there yelling about this
than
be the guy.
You.
That's fine. It's better than being the guy who peed in
right.
a cup.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
That's so close to being an animal.
I will say, the fine wasn't as much as you'd think it, because he was found guilty and he did get a fine.
What was the fine?
Like $360.
That's it?
For public urine, you know why? Because
right.
their wheels were down in Australia. I'm shocked it's even illegal in Australia.
Usually, if you pee in a cup in Australia, they give you a koala. It's rewarding.
But careful, they've got chlamydia.
Right. Oh, boy.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
And you can be part of this by calling 916-909-1065. 909-1065. For Married Name Upgrade Downgrade, you tell us your maiden name, you tell us your married name, and then Katie and I will tell you which one is better, but more importantly, we'll tell you why. We're going to start with Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Michelle, what is your maiden name?
Okay, it's for my daughter. Her maiden name is Webster.
Okay, what is her first name?
Her first name's Allison. She's sitting right here next to me.
We'll put Allison
on the phone.
All right, here she is. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Allison.
Oh, my God, you guys sound exactly the same. All right, Allison Webster.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, Allison okay, Webster, do you ever go by Allie?
My friends call me Allie. My mom named me Allison to call me Allie and has never called me Allie.
I think Allie Webster is a great name. I would want to date an Allie Webster.
Everybody would, Gavin.
Yeah,
that's
everybody.
Not unique.
And then what did you go to?
I went to Gomez.
Okay.
Now I'm going to upgrade to Harris.
No. We decide.
We let you know if it's an upgrade.
Allison Harris is not. It's an upgrade from Gomez. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Allison Harris
is my favorite for sure.
Allison Harris is stuffy.
Yes. She's not a whole lot of fun.
It's like she's not an Allie.
Right. Because if you say my name is Allie Harris, Allie Harris.
That's why I call her Allison.
Allie Harris sounds like something that's wrong with you.
It does seem like alopecia.
Right. Yeah. Why? What happened to your eyebrows? I've got Allie Harris. Thank you so much for calling, ladies. Let's talk to Monica. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, everyone.
Maiden name?
Kaufman.
Monica Kaufman.
Monica Kaufman.
Ooh. All right. I don't
hate
it.
You like that?
I don't hate it.
I do, except for growing up, everybody would like cough and then say man.
Kids are dumb. You know what? You should have laughed in their face. That's the stupidest joke. Yes, okay. Okay. So Monica Kaufman.
It just sounds very professional.
It's studious.
Like it's fine as an adult, but picturing like a 5-year-old girl named Monica Kaufman is hysterical.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, well, it was better than saying Monica Lewinsky also growing up.
So okay, that well, that's true. And that was never in contention. So what is your married name?
My married name is Wynn Miller.
Monica Wynn Miller?
Is that hyphenated?
Yeah. Nope, one word.
Wynn Miller.
I love it.
It's
me too.
It's very regal.
It is, the Wynn Millers.
Yeah.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like when you're being announced at Cotillion.
What's Cotillion?
Oh my God, yeah.
When like tweens go to learn to be fancy at a dance.
Yes. I actually used to do Cotillion as well.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of this before.
Yeah, and you go to learn manners and how to be gentlemen and ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, Monica Wynn Miller.
That sounds like it's something that's hosted at the Wynn Miller Estate. I mean, 100%. Obviously, this is an upgrade.
In the ballroom.
Yes, congratulations. Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Raven.
Oh.
Raven, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Raven, this is not directed at you, but it's for everybody. People are starting to get a little chatty and trying to sway us.
Yeah, there's no swaying.
So please just let us ask the questions and do all the heavy lifting, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Raven, what's your maiden name?
My maiden name is Rentschler.
Raven Rentschler? Raven Rentschler.
That is somebody in
Game of Thrones.
No, what is it like? Young adult novels?
Yes.
Yeah.
Raven Rentschler? Go on.
And she's a witch.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
How do you think it's spelt, though?
We don't care.
It doesn't matter. and what is you're going what because you're not married yet, right?
No, soon to be in 2026.
Okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
What is going to be your married name?
Coleman.
No.
Terrible.
It's not. No.
Terrible.
He needs to take Rentschler. What's his first name?
His first name is Anthony.
Anthony Rentschler is great.
Is it?
Yeah, it's better than Anthony Coleman.
Anthony Coleman feels like somebody I would trust. He feels like an accountant. He feels like a money guy.
Yeah, but the Rentschlers.
He works in legal. Anthony Coleman, get him on the phone.
I don't want trustworthy. I want the Rentschlers. I want the Red. Okay. They are interesting people. I picture Raven and Anthony Rentschler living like the Munsters. And like,
me too.
A beautiful Victorian that's run down.
Yeah.
They have a werewolf son. Like, there's so many fun things you can do with a Raven Rentschler.
Their jobs are an absolute mystery.
Totally. Like, he would say, I work in coffins. What does that mean? I can't go on.
I work with the dead.
Right. Oh, my God. The Rentschlers.
Yeah.
Raven Rentschler is the best. Anything else is a downgrade.
Yeah.
All right?
Thank you, guys.
You are welcome, and thank you.
Don't make a mistake. I'm telling you, don't make a mistake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
We had an Are You Smarter Than Katie trivia night last night. She wasn't much help on the game.
Are you kidding me? I wasn't much help?
Well, none of us did well.
Thank you.
None of us did well.
And
but
some of us were more confident in giving the wrong answer than others.
And Katie kept saying, I am sick and tired of nobody listening to me.
Right.
When nobody heard her in
that
the party.
That is a lie.
Your own daughter, your own flesh and blood said she didn't hear you.
One time.
Caller 17 is you, Zach. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
We missed you last night. You should have been at Garden of Eden. It was great.
I know.
Next time. Well, next time. It won't be the last time. Garden of Eden sponsors Are You Smarter Than Katie? 3 locations, 1 in Auburn, 2 in Roseville. I got 5 questions here. Dealing with news and pop culture, jackpot's up to $80. Zach, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, here we go. Question 1. Henry Cavill has a movie coming out this weekend called The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. I saw it. It's good. He's been doing tons of interviews about it. Well, he let it slip out in one of them that he and his girlfriend are about to have a baby. Cavill no longer plays Superman and, true or false, has said that he will never be in a comic book movie again.
True.
Question 2. Republican Mike Johnson is Speaker of the House, but he may not be for very long. Fellow House Republicans are saying that they plan on kicking him out because he agreed to get Ukraine more funding in the war against Russia. This would be the second time Republicans fired their own speaker position in less than a year. Who was the last speaker?
Oh, God, I don't know.
All righty. Question 3. A second season of Wednesday is coming to Netflix, and this one aims to be even better. Joining the cast is Steve Buscemi, who will play the principal of the school and will be a major role. Spell principal as in principal of a school.
P-R-I-N-C-I-P-A-L.
Question 4. Travis Kelce announced that he's picking up a side hustle with his new non-football found fame. He's going to be the host of the Amazon Prime game show Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity, where people will partner with celebrities to answer elementary level questions such as, what is the biggest cat in the world?
A lion.
And question 5, the Olympics are this summer in Paris, and the torch was ceremonially lit yesterday in Athens. It will be carried in a relay race all the way to Paris to start the games. If we're 3 months away from the start and Athens is 3,000 miles away, how far does it need to go per week to make it in time?
200 miles.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. Zach, what do you do for a living?
I am actually a banker.
You're a banker. Oh, what kind of banker?
I do personal accounts, loans, and new accounts.
So you work at the bank.
Yeah, you're one of the guys that's like, hey, come right in here. Zach will help you out.
Yeah, just write your name down and he will let you know when he's ready.
And then you sit at a desk that is completely wiped of anything personal whatsoever.
Uh-huh, of course. Got to follow the law.
Wow. That's law?
Yeah, I mean, if you walk away from your desk, you have to make sure that there's no personal information out. So
not even like a picture
not
of like a family?
Not personal?
Family's fine, but I mean sensitive information.
Okay. I've never seen, because every single time I go in there, like, there's nothing.
We know.
All right, anyway. All right, here we go. Question one.
I bet you go into the bank all the time.
Not anymore. I haven't in years.
Okay.
Henry Cavill has a movie coming out this weekend, and he's been doing tons of interviews about it. He let it slip out in an interview. Him and his girlfriend are going to have a baby.
Aww.
They're going to be babies. Cavill no longer plays Superman, and true or false, says that he will never be in a comic book movie again.
Never be in any comic book movie again?
Yes.
I doubt that. I'd say false.
That is correct.
Why would he say he would never be in any comic book movie again?
Not only that, he might be in another DC movie, not as Superman, but he might be one of the bad guys. That's what James Gunn said. Anyway, question two. Republican Mike Johnson, he's Speaker of the House today.
Yeah.
Who knows if he'll be Speaker of the House much longer, because fellow House Republicans once again are saying that they plan on kicking him out. Why? Great question. It's because he agreed to get Ukraine more funding in their war against Russia. I don't get it. This would be the second time Republicans fired their own Speaker position in less than a year. Who was the last Speaker?
Kevin McCarthy.
That is correct. From California. Question three, a second season of Wednesday's coming to Netflix. And this was a fun cast. Steve Buscemi, who totally looks like an Addams Family character. He is joining the cast. He will play the principal of the school.
Okay.
Spell the word principal as in principal of a school.
P-R-I-N. Prince.
Uh-oh. 3 seconds. Three.
P-R-I-N-C. Prince I-P-A-L.
We got there. Took us a second.
Well, rough.
Question four, Mr. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce announced that he's going to be picking up a side hustle with his new non-football found fame. He's going to be the host of an Amazon Prime game show called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Get to pair up with a celebrity to answer elementary level questions such as, what is the biggest cat in the world?
The biggest cat in the world is a lion.
It is a tiger.
A tiger is bigger than a lion?
Considerably. What's that, Kevin? You have a microphone.
Very bigger. I know my cat.
He rolled his eyes at me when I said lion.
It's a given question. Everybody knows that.
He is a big tiger enthusiast.
Yeah.
Seems weird.
Question five. The Olympics are this summer in Paris, and the torch was just lit yesterday in Athens. It's going to be carried in a relay race from Athens all the way to Paris to start the games. If the games are 3 months away,
okay,
and Athens is 3,000 miles from Paris, how far does the torch have to go per week to get there on time?
Why are you laughing?
Because I'm confused. That means you're confused.
Why are you confused?
It was just so many numbers.
You have to know how many days are in a month.
You have to know how many weeks are in a month.
Okay. Okay.
I feel like this is not that confusing.
So, 3,000?
Yep.
Oh,
boy.
36.
36 miles per week?
I meant per day.
250 miles per week is the answer. All right, Zach, are you there?
I am still here.
All right. Final score, Katie versus the Zach Attack. And Katie got 3, Zach got 1.
Oh,
Katie wins.
Zach Attack.
Katie wins. That means that we're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. And Zach, what is it that you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today.
But you do know what an IRA is.
But you had fun.
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
1065
VN. Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
This is about the time of year where a lot of people start planning their vacations, and I'm calling a guy at the request of his wife to mess with him for a vacation that he's trying to plan for the two of them at an all-inclusive resort that they have already booked. So I am calling the from the resort to go over all of the things, whether or not they want them included in the all-inclusive price. Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Jeremy.
This is him.
Hi, Jeremy. This is Raul, and I'm calling from the spa. How are you?
Yeah, good. How you doing?
Good. I'm preparing for your upcoming trip in the next 5 weeks, and we want to know about things that you want or don't want for your vacation so that we can really cater the experience as close to ideal as we possibly can.
Okay.
Do you have a few minutes to talk?
Yeah, no problem. What's up? Let's go through it.
Oh, okay, great. Are you guys going to be wanting a fully stocked bar in your room?
No. I mean, we don't really need that one, though.
Okay. For a view, you would like a garden view. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we have two garden views. One is the Sierras, and the other is Bird of Paradise.
Which Bird of Paradise.
You would rather the Bird of Paradise? Okay. That is a little bit of a premium, just so you know. So that will be an extra... $70 per night. Okay.
What about the other? Can we do the other one then? I thought this was all inclusive.
The other one, the Sierra View?
Yeah.
Okay. And just so you know, the Sierra View is mostly parking lot, but you can see the garden a little bit. That's much less. It's only a $10 charge per night. Okay. So $10. Cool. Are you guys going to be wanting towels in your room?
Yes. Of course we're going to want towels.
How many towels?
We're there for 3 nights, so let's just say 6.
6 towels for 3 nights?
Yeah. Like, you guys usually restock it at the end of the day, right? Like, you guys...
Oh, do you want that too?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. That's 6 towels times 350.
No, but this is like an all-inclusive resort. That's what we bought.
Right. That's why I'm including it.
What are you doing?
All-inclusive mean we... Okay. We cater the vacation how you want it. We try to give you exactly what you need and what you want. And yes, we are all inclusive, meaning that when it's all included, there's your bill.
You understand what all inclusive means, right? I'm not talking about the salesperson here. I'm talking to you. What's your name?
My name is Raul.
You understand what all inclusive means, right?
I do, yes.
And you understand that what you're doing is not considered to be all-inclusive.
I'm adding things together for an all-inclusive price.
That doesn't make any sense, dude.
Would you like sheets?
Yes.
Okay, our regular cotton sheets are $4 per day.
Four
$1,000 per day. You've really broken it down. You've it's like minimal amount. Yeah,
well, of course, all resorts do this. But if you want, you can keep those sheets on your bed the entire stay, and it's only $4. I meant it's $4 every time we change it out for clean sheets. How about pillows?
Yeah.
How many?
I'm a very precarious sleeper, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do 5 pillows for me and 7 for my wife. How's that one for you?
So 12 pillows, and that's 12 pillows at $2 each. So that's $24 for pillows.
Okay, you know what? This is absolutely outrageous. I can't. You're not going to nickel and dime it. Can I talk to your manager? Is there a manager over there that I can talk to, or is it just you?
Do you want manager access during your stay?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do.
That's $45 per day.
You gotta be kidding me, man.
I actually am kidding you. This is Gavin from The Wake Up Call. It's a morning radio show on 106.5 The End. Your wife listens to it, and this is a prank phone call. She emailed me and wanted me to mess with you.
I knew it. I freaking knew it. This is like
you did not know that.
No, insane.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com. 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Now that tax season is officially over, everybody should have had their taxes done, unless you were somebody who tried to late minute file on H&R Block and H&R Block crashed on you. So who owes the most? Who's getting back the most? You can call us right now, 916-909-1065. Let's start, Kevin, with you. Now,
okay.
In the past, you have gone to a somewhat disreputable CPA who just went by a color.
Yeah,
and
she had like a...
That's her tax name. Come on.
The fact that she had a tax name is a little bit of a red flag there. But you're no longer using her.
Uh-huh.
How so, did you do?
I did great. Okay.
What'd you get back?
$500.
Total?
Why are you laughing?
Wait, did you get $500 back total?
$500 plus $250.
Okay, so you say $750.
$750 total.
Okay.
It's just rich.
I thought you were going to say like $3,000 or $4,000.
No, I wish. I owed a lot.
What about you? How'd you do?
We always owe.
You always owe?
Always. Can't figure it out.
Why?
I don't, because we're never taking out enough, I guess. And I increase it, and it's still never enough.
That's strange. Do you do it yourself?
My husband does it.
I'd hire a CPA, maybe.
I hired a CPA, the same guy you use.
Yeah.
We got nothing back.
What?
We owed, and we had to pay him like $500.
Well, yeah, you got to pay. You got to pay a CPA.
Well, it was pointless.
It's not pointless. They did your taxes.
But my husband can do them for free and we'll still owe.
That's crazy. It's weird because you and I are basically the same. Like we're the same in property, in kids. In fact, you even have an extra kid that I don't have. And
well, not anymore. One of them is an adult.
Oh, that's true. And, you know, and both of our spouses are state workers,
yeah.
You know, or work for the get money from California. That's strange.
Maybe I just make a lot more than you.
Maybe you do. Maybe you do.
We owe like $1,200 and $800.
Holy cow. I owe to the feds, but I...
How much?
I owe like $600 to the feds.
Okay.
Not that bad. And from the state, I'm getting back like $2,800 or something like that.
You're getting money back?
Yeah. 916-909-1065. Let's talk to Christina. Good morning, Christina. Do you owe or are you getting back?
We owe.
You okay. Owe. All right.
How
I'm sorry
much?
To hear that. How much do you owe?
Well, my husband and I are both self-employed.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, frame of reference. And between federal and state, we're paying about $34,000.
Oh, man.
What?
$34,000. And that's combined with, who do you owe more to, the state or the Fed?
Oh, Fed.
Really?
What kind of business do you have?
100%. I am a wedding planner. My husband's a musician.
Is a musician?
Mm-hmm.
We're taxing musicians? Like, no offense to your husband, but like...
No, no.
Is he like Dave Grohl or like...
To me, he is. No, he's also a producer.
Okay.
So he writes music for, you know, TV shows and movies and things like that.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Okay. So he has a decent income.
Yes. Combined, we do. Definitely.
Combined, you do. Okay. So...
Yeah. Okay, can I ask a personal question? Is this something you guys will be able to pay, or do you have to, like, do a payment plan?
Oh, no. We save.
Okay, yeah. I think if you're a business owner, you know that, like, you have to be stashing money away because you're going to get hit.
Thank you so much.
We talk about it all the time. People complain about California, but it's really the Fed.
Yeah, interesting. All right, well, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, of course.
All right, 916-909-1065. Let's talk to Sandra. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning.
So you owe on your taxes as well, right?
Yes, I do.
And I don't think we're going to do anything bigger than this one. How much do you owe for your taxes?
I owed over $8,000.
Wow.
And are you a business owner?
No, I am not. My husband works in construction, and then I work at a senior home. But I even work on call, so I actually made less last year than I owed on my taxes.
So what happened? So much?
Well, we have twins who are turning 18 tomorrow, so we didn't get the credit for them. And then I guess they said that we didn't get enough taken out.
Wow. Yes. Well, listen, our condolences, Sandra. That is that's crazy, though. Unfortunately, we don't have any more time for this. But listen, keep your text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
Five, the end.
The wake-up call.
Last night, we were at Garden of Eden for Are You Smarter Than Katie Trivia Night. It was great. They have trivia every Tuesday night hosted by a company called DJ Trivia. They did everything, and we just showed up, and we just razzle-dazzled the crowd, baby. And a crowd there was indeed. Now, we've talked a lot on this show about Kevin's stomach issues. Some would say too much.
Oh, no.
Most would say too much. I would say too much.
I would agree.
But there's a story from last night that we have to share with you, and we have to share it with you because you're going to laugh. We're at a table. The three of us are playing on a team. Kevin is lactose intolerant. It hasn't been properly diagnosed.
But we don't need it to.
No.
It is.
It's painfully obvious.
As true as the sun will rise.
Yep. And at some point, the owner of Garden of Eden comes walking up to the table and checking in with us. Hey, how you guys doing? Thank you so much for coming here. And Kevin, like a little trophy wife, looks up at him from the table and bats his eyelashes and goes, I wonder how the mac and cheese is.
No, I asked, how is the mac and cheese
how
here?
How is the mac and cheese here? And remember, it's not table service. You order at a counter, okay? And he goes, you've never had the mac and cheese? And Kevin goes, no.
No.
Swishing his shoulders back and forth. Definitely flirting. And he goes, oh, well, let me bring some mac and cheese out for you. And then he walks away and Kevin just goes, like, gives us a look like, got another one.
No, I said, oh my gosh, he's so nice.
Yeah, you said that, but also the look on your face.
The look on your face, like, yeah. It works.
Do I make a good web or what?
Right.
So he comes back with a piping hot plate, a giant plate of macaroni and cheese.
So good.
And it looked delicious. Kevin, T-minus 10 seconds after he starts eating dairy of any kind, his bubbling cauldron of a stomach starts to act up. Well, at Garden of Eden, they have a bathroom that is single person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, you go in one at a time and you lock the door behind you. We forgot about this until Kevin waits until we are at 0 hour.
Yes.
I didn't want to go.
He said he did that by design.
Yeah.
Why?
He wanted to wait till it was all ready.
I wanted to eat most of it before, so I don't have to make multiple trips, Gavin. You got
to
plan ahead.
I need to finish half the plate.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about how Kevin ate the biggest bowl of macaroni and cheese, knowing he's lactose intolerant, at a station event last night.
I'll do it again.
We know that.
So Kevin does his awkward sprint walk. He does it to the bathroom. And then we realize he is locked out of the bathroom.
Yeah. Somebody is in that single person bathroom.
Watching your face traverse this experience was one of the greatest joys of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, the look of it was sheer panic.
It was fear
on your face as you were seconds away from going to the bathroom in your pants.
And the look on his face when he tried to open the door and realized it was locked was just, oh no.
We, of course, I'm like, oh my God, Kevin's locked out of the bathroom. Kevin's locked out of the bathroom. What's he gonna do? And then Katie looks up, and then Kevin, what, you sat down?
Yeah, I had to. I had to sit down or it was going to end badly. And I contemplated on using the women's restroom.
So Gavin told me to take you into the ladies' room like you were a young
you
boy.
You should have. I'm
not going to do that. This is your
Nobody
journey.
Helped me last night.
What were we supposed to do?
Help me out. I don't know. Stop me from eating the mac and cheese.
You... What does he want us to do with that? With
there
that?
Is nothing we can actually do.
We try. To...
He's not going to stop. He blames us every time. Yesterday for breakfast, he came in here with Cadbury eggs, knowing what happened the last time he ate Cadbury eggs. Then he ate them. And then he said to us, why did you let me do that?
You were right in front of me.
Do you hear what it sounds like when somebody repeats back the scenario?
Right, that I don't have good friends.
Do you? No. That's what you're getting out
yes.
of this? Do you want us to tackle you to the ground?
Yes, that's a good idea. Tell
it
us
has
what you
to
want.
Be that now because my mind is telling me cheese is good. My body's telling me no.
We wanted to share that story with you, and he did eventually get into the bathroom, and I've never seen Kevin fling a door that was already open faster and harder than he did, and he, thank God it was another Odyssey employee, our friend Joe, who was yes. there to help everything get set up. Thank God it was him. Because Kevin threw him out of the way.
I would imagine if you came out of the bathroom and saw Kevin... That would give you a fright.
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Because you didn't look healthy.
No. You looked like you were about to turn into the Hulk.
Yeah, you look like you were in duress.
You look like you were about to go Kevin Smash. Oh, God. But anyway, it was a good time last night. Wish you were there.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Don't get me wrong. It's hard out there for a single lady. Hard out there for a single guy too, but if you're a single mom, it's not an easy life.
I'm sure.
Katie, as a single mom, just quickly tell people what that experience must have been like.
Well, when I was a single mom, every ounce of pressure is on you. There isn't there's not a safety net. There's not a parachute. You are the safety net and the parachute. So you're dealing with all of the things that come with life in addition to trying to find somebody that is going to be willing to take on your baggage and you're willing to take on theirs.
Right. And because of TikTok, there's a story that is going viral, and it's a woman named Dora Lee. What a name. And she found love. And she found love at her kid's elementary school. And it was kind of interesting how, when she saw this guy, she knew it was love at first sight. And what she did to get him, some people are calling into question, despite it being celebrated at the same time. Here's her in her own words.
I hung out every single day at my kid's school, hoping to see this hot dad that I believed to be single after I did a lot of scouting. And I never got a chance to connect with him. But the school was like tired of hearing me talk about him to them, like the aftercare. And so it was the last day of school before summer break. And they're like, hey, Dora Lee, we're going to give him your phone number. And then I actually saw him on the way out. And I was like, oh, hi, total verbal diarrhea, like no pickup lines, no nothing here. And I actually thought I scared him. But he went inside and they gave him my phone number and then he texted me and I was like, oh, I hope this means that you're single.
And then the rest of the story is kind of like your typical one, but she purposefully lingered at the elementary school, talked to the staff of the elementary school about this quote-unquote hot dad. And a lot of people are like, isn't this, like, that was from People Magazine, that interview.
Okay.
And a lot of people are like, isn't this a cute little slice of life story?
Okay.
Is it? Because if we swap the genders out, not a cute slice of life story. If I am a single dad and I see a hot mom at pickup, right away, cringe already. Well, but then
what's cringe about that?
I don't know. The phrase hot mom at school pickup does kind of evoke a little bit of cringe, okay, I feel like
the,
now.
But if you change out the word hot to pretty.
Okay.
It softens it.
Okay. And I purposely linger at the elementary school.
Okay.
Start talking to the staff at the elementary school about the pretty mom and try to get them to get, hey, what's her name? Can you get her phone number for me? And
but she didn't say get her phone number, get his phone number for me. See,
no, the staff eventually did it on their own.
No, but they gave him her phone number.
Okay.
If the other way was, like, if it was the other way around, then I think it's different. If they said, if they were trying to get his number to give to her, I think that would be different.
You can text in or call with your thoughts on this story, 916-909-1065.
See, we talked about this off the air, and I didn't know any of the details. This isn't as bad as you initially made it out. Now, I don't like the fact that she was talking to the aftercare staff about him so much that they finally were like, oh, my God, we'll give him your number.
Dora Lee,
like, that's kind of weird and obnoxious. But other than that, what's wrong with this story? You are the king of Mr. Shoot Your Shot.
Oh, but I feel like there are shooting shots when it's appropriate to shoot your shots. I feel like elementary school should be off limits. I feel like if it's some place.
But I think as a single parent, that is something that you do really realize as a single parent, your opportunities to meet people get dramatically narrowed down.
I understand
because
that.
You're not going places anymore. You're a parent and there's nobody else to take care of your kid.
I understand that. That doesn't change the scenario though. Like in elementary, there are just certain things that should be off limits for picking up somebody. An elementary school feels like it should be one of them, especially when you just hang out on the savannah looking for weak animals to pick off.
Okay. You don't think that you are sort of painting this a little differently than it was described?
I'm saying if I hung out as a single man at an elementary school.
I don't remember hearing her say she hung out there.
No, she didn't say it. But that is very much a big part of the People Magazine article.
Okay.
Was that she would linger at the elementary school. If I, for any reason, linger at an elementary school, red flag.
Okay, well, that is true. But this is one of those instances where men can't do the same thing that a woman can do.
And there we have it.
But I've always said there are certain things men can do that women can't and women can do that men can't. And the reason a man can't linger in the same way and wait for a woman is because physically that could be intimidating. Men generally are not physically intimidated by a female waiting to meet them. Okay?
Especially this guy. When you see a picture of him, he's gigantic.
Is he a hot dad?
I don't think so. I mean, he looks kind of like a Sasquatch that got finally groomed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's cute.
All right. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I
think it creates a lot of awkwardness, potentially, if he wasn't into it? Yeah.
Okay. All right. I hear what you're saying. And the trade-off is, we get to be president.
You get to be president.
There
okay.
You go. Okay. So that's
happy?
Fair. That's fair.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Anybody mad at that? I didn't make all the votes.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay. Love it, guys. Yay.
Uh-oh, here he comes, and he's got a sack full of interesting facts over his shoulder just to spread to all the good boys and girls of Sacramento. It's time for Did You Know with Professor Kevin.
Oh, did you know Scottish bagpipers led the charge into German trenches? The pipers couldn't defend themselves on the front lines as they marched into battle with only their musical instruments.
I always wonder about people like that.
Why would you?
Because they're, I mean, it's not the first time that people have gone into battle with no weapon. It's just like, it's
okay, but it's not just no weapon. It is an instrument that is telling everybody you're coming.
Yeah. I always think about that, like, because I really like the Civil War. I'm really interested in it. And like drummer boys and like color guard, like the people who would carry the flags, they didn't have weapons. Who wants the honor of carrying this flag into battle? Right. And there were like people who would fight over it. And it's like, you know, it doesn't shoot, right? How do you think a bagpipe even works?
You push. I know how to work. You got so many tubes coming out of it, mouthpieces, and then you push it in like you're doing like a Heimlich maneuver on someone's body, but mm-hmm. into a bag. Mm-hmm. And then the air compresses out, and each of the little tube thingies is shaped differently, so each comes out with a different sound.
It's interesting you're calling them tubes and not pipes.
Oh, yeah, bagpipe. It was right there.
I think there's only one thing that you put your mouth on.
What are the other ones, then?
I think that's what the sound comes out of.
Bagpipes. Yeah, no, I think you could put your mouth on those, too.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, well, Kevin, thank you so much for the interesting fact about bag tubes. What's next on Did You Know?
Oh, my goodness. Did you know only one married couple has ever gone to space? They met during astronaut training but kept their relationship a secret because NASA has a policy about sending married couples on missions.
How has this not been turned into a rom-com?
No kidding. What would it be called? It'd be called
Love in Space.
Oh, we can do better than that.
Lost in Love.
Love without
Love with no limits.
Among the stars.
Love with no limits.
Oh my God.
I love that.
That's so cute.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, okay, were they allowed to like
do it
in space?
Oh my God, that would be so cool. I think so, yeah. There's no cameras.
Well, I don't think it's the camera part of it. I would be worried about, like, zero gravity. How would you even be able to pull that off?
I feel like it would give you more of a pushing with the motion.
I don't know. I feel like it'd be the opposite.
Really? I don't think you have any opportunity to push.
Huh. You're right.
You just do it up against the wall. You can't move.
Well, one person could float away.
There's handlebars.
Okay.
Just using down there.
I mean, okay. I think about that a lot. The people that go to the International Space Station, they're up there for a long time.
Are they?
Yeah, 6 months at a time. So, like, if you're
they
up there.
They must have.
Right. They have to. And why don't we have reporting on that?
Right.
I feel like this is one, national security. Two, international security. Three, just, you know, we want the tea.
I mean, we need to submit a Freedom of Information Act.
Right. We're journalists.
I'm surprised that they haven't made some sort of adult film about this.
Yes. Hard to pull off.
I get it.
A lot of technology would need to go into the special effects of that.
No, they do that thing that Bezos does.
What?
Takes people into space or whatever, but just for a little bit.
Porn stars can't afford that.
Production companies can't.
How much money do you think a porn production company has? No one even buys them anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Every single time, we're getting a little off the subject, a little bit, but every single time I go to a porn site, I do have the thought, like, how are these still being made? Who's paying for this?
That makes it so much sadder.
Are they getting paid? Because I'm not paying anything. $0.
And I would never.
Anyway, it's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know we only ever see one side of the moon? Since the Earth and the moon's rotation are synchronous, we only ever see one face.
So we don't know what the back of the moon looks like?
I'm pretty sure it looks like the front, but we don't know.
I guess not.
That's sad. What if the other side's more interesting to look at?
I'm pretty sure it's all the same.
How do you know?
Because the belief of the moon being spherical, that means 360 degrees all around the surface is going to be the same.
What if aliens thought that the only thing worth looking at of Sacramento was Old Sac? And they don't even bother looking at the rest of it.
And they think, it's Sacramento's spherical.
Right.
And so it all looks like old Sac.
I mean, that's their problem then.
Sacramento is nothing but a bunch of old buildings and saltwater taffy.
Right.
No, aliens, if you just turn us around, you'll see the Capitol and you'll see, the Golden One Center. And
what do you think is on the other side then?
What if that is where aliens are living?
Well, I think we've been there. We've been there. We've never seen it. A lot of space facts today, Kevin.
What can I say? I'm a NASA.
Yeah, you are.
You are such a NASA.
I love NASA.
It's Did You Know with Kevin. Wow, what a NASA. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.